Welcome back to the Coffee House Theater Company podcast.
Feeling good about myself.
Same girl.
Okay.
Wow.
Dude, so I got this coffee out of the fridge and it was like iced over. Like you, I don't know if you can hear,
it's
but
there was slushy coffee.
Yeah, there's some slushiness on that, but I think it'll still be good. So, anyways, I haven't seen you in so long.
It's been like a whole day.
You know, it actually does feel like a really long time, though, from seeing you yesterday.
It does, but I also feel like it's important to mention that last episode we said we were going to be recording 4 episodes and we only did one.
We were really like, yeah, guys, we're going to record 4 in one day.
And then we finished and we're like,
we're tired.
That took a lot out of us.
It surprisingly takes a lot out of you. Like, you're not even talking. Like you're the only person in the room other than me. But for some reason...
Really?
It just, no, but it feels like I'm talking to a whole crowd of people, because by the time I'm exhausted when I'm finished.
I mean, it's just you and I talking to each other. Normally, you and I can talk for hours and hours and hours and not get tired, but you're right. For some reason, doing this podcast wears me out.
It wears me out, but we love it, so here we are.
We keep doing it. So we're on season
3.
Trace.
Did you almost forget?
Shut up.
I almost forgot.
I didn't do anything. What are you talking about? It is cold down here today.
It is always cold down here.
I know, but extra. It's because of extra. That thing.
Oh,
it's blowing on me.
That humidifier thingy or whatever
it is. Making
me
chilly.
Sorry about it. But, yeah.
So,
you want to talk about your college updates?
Yeah.
That was one of the things we have not, talked about in a long time.
Well, I start college on Monday, the 23rd. Of August, so...
I'll oh, wait. Crap, you are next Monday.
Next Monday, okay. From when we're recording this. Which, by the time you guys listen to this episode, I'll be in college already. Crazy! But I've been getting emails from my professors, and I was cracking up because I got the first email from my professor. It's like things you need to bring to class, and it was like, you know, bring your computer to class, bring your textbook. Okay, that's normal. And it says, bring a notebook because we will be making an interactive notebook. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then it says, bring a busy box full of markers, colored pencils, crayons, glue sticks, scissors, etc. And I was like, ha, never thought I'd be going into my freshman year of college and they're like, bring glue sticks and crayons, please.
I know. I saw that and I was like, huh. Because they're always like, when you go to college, everything's going to be so difficult. It's going to be crazy difficult. And then, your first email, make sure to bring your busy box with your glue sticks. You're like, what? Which, college can be very difficult. Don't get me wrong. But, there are some things that are so chill. What?
Which, the family I nanny for, one of the kids has autism, and so he has a therapist that comes in and works with him every day. And she went to the Lake campus. And her and I were talking today, and she was like, yeah, which I was telling her about this class that I got that email from, and she asked who my professor was, and I told her. She was like, oh, yeah, I never had her, but her class always looked like a lot of fun when I would walk by, so I'm like, you'll enjoy that class. And I'm like, yes, I get to color and make an interactive notebook for a college class.
Yay! Interactive notebooks, wow.
Interactive notebook.
Crazy.
Although, I feel a little bad on a different note, because I'm going to have to skip, I'll be skipping my first class already, my fourth class that I'll be going to, and I'm skipping it because I have a pageant event that same evening that I have to go to. But I have to keep reminding myself that college is a lot different than high school, and skipping a class is semi-acceptable in college.
Yeah, it's kind of different.
It is. Obviously I'm not going to just be skipping because I don't want to go, and I'll probably tell my professor I won't be there, but
honestly, especially if you say hey, so I have this, that way they at least know, you have to go to that.
I'm probably going to go up to her and be like, hey.
In Salina, everybody knows.
Everybody knows. I'll be like, hey, so I'm Miss Lake Festival, and I have an event in Columbus on the 1st that I have to be there from 2 to, 9 o'clock, so I'm going to be missing my class. Sorry. But I just have to, I just have to reason with myself that, because at first I was like, maybe I just won't go to my event. I can't miss college class. And then I was like,
college class, yeah.
It's different than high school. And I haven't even started yet. I just have to keep reminding myself of that.
It's different than high school.
If I miss one class, they're not going to fail me and they're not going to go, oh, when you get to college,
yeah,
they won't deal with this crap. because I am in college. And
people skip class literally all the time.
That's the thing. And it's
don't
not like,
do that, guys. Don't really skip class. It's a terrible idea.
And it's not like I'm skipping just to skip. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like I actually have an event that as queen of Mercer County.
Oh, my God.
I have to go to. Okay, I don't have to go to it, but I was invited to it. And I'm probably never going to be invited to it again. Because obviously this time next year I won't be Miss Lake Festival anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm going, and I'm skipping class. Ah!
It's okay. Well, I don't start school until literally the Thursday after. So it'd be the Thursday, the 26th. So it's so weird because when we come back to school, we come back on a Thursday and a Friday. And then
it's break.
And then we have the weekend. Like, you're literally there for 2 days.
And then you have another week, and then you have a Monday off because it's Labor Day.
Yeah. It's really weird. We don't get we don't get a fall break, though. BG, but that's also because in the winter we get like 6 weeks off. Ask me why.
I don't think I have a fall break either. Honestly, I've not even looked into any of that stuff.
I think almost every college does.
Do I really? When's fall break?
That a lot of people go to around here. Oh, no, no. October? I don't know. I forget. Because I never get it.
That'd be nice. But
it is not. It's like because that time of the year you're going to want it. Because I remember my freshman year being like, I wish I had a fall break. I'm struggling. But
I don't know if I'm going to be struggling too much, though, with the classes I'm taking.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. Elementary math concepts, and I have a binder, and it's like chapter one, adding, chapter two, subtracting, chapter three, multiplication, chapter four, division, chapter five, common denominators.
Yeah.
I'm like, yay!
Yeah, you'll be.
I'm not good at math.
I was taking music classes, so that's why I was dying. I was like, aural skills, music theory, what is this? But anyways, I'm excited to go back to school. I am taking 13 credit hours, which really isn't that much, and I'm going to be in a choir again, and I miss this choir so much, and so I'm so happy I'm going to be in it again. I'm going to just be thriving, I hope. But I am also taking a graduate level course, so that shall be interesting. I don't think it'll be too much harder, but like perhaps.
What is the graduate level course for? Like, what class is it?
It is international communication.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll probably just have to write extra papers or something, which whatever. So yeah, I'm a part of the grad college. I can't actually be fully a part of it. Because I never graduated, but, you
look
know.
Look at Erin Clooney.
Yeah, I'm Erin Clooney.
And you're going to be a junior.
Actually, already? Okay. I am technically already a junior. This is going to be my second semester of my junior year. Sorry, I'm clarifying.
Okay.
So they know. So next semester I'm going to be a senior. No! No, I'm still a baby. I just got to college.
But I'll still be a freshman.
Yeah, you're like, I literally haven't even... Okay, but technically you'll be ahead because you took a lot of college classes.
Technically, yes, but also technically no because I decided just to take the bare minimum of classes I could. So I only have four classes.
I see.
Like, my first semester I have four classes.
Also, sometimes if you're in education, it doesn't matter how many college classes you took because they still sometimes want you to graduate at a specific time.
And that's the thing.
Because that's how my friends are.
My
education.
Advisor was like, yeah, I know you took like 7 or 8 college courses, but I still don't think you're going to be able to graduate early. And I'm just like, not a really big deal.
Yeah, it's really not. And this way you'll be able to like chill.
Did I tell you I get to student teach this year already?
No.
Next semester.
Wow.
I know.
Dang, that's awesome.
I don't know if it's officially student teaching or if it's just like researching, but like I have to go like once a week and watch a class and
like
I'm sure
observing.
It's technically observing, but I think it'll like, I feel like whoever the teacher is probably gonna also let me do like some stuff instead of just having me sit there for 7 hours
maybe.
All day. You know what I mean?
I would though.
I hope so. Otherwise I'm just
I know
there,
they help you like they like have you like go around and help people like
yeah,
separately.
That's what I
groups,
mean. So it's kind of like
but that's nice you're already getting to do it so
which their Wright State's whole point behind this, which I think is really smart, is because technically I will not be going into the teacher's college until my junior year. Even though I'm taking education courses, I don't officially go to the teacher's college till junior year. And so they want to make sure that, like, you can technically do it your sophomore year, but they recommend your freshman year just to make sure it is really what you want to do. Because once you get so down deep, there's not much backtracking you can do.
Yeah. And a lot of those classes, it's like, they wouldn't really apply to something else. So if you did just decide to change your major, it's like, I just wasted all of those credits, all that time, money, you know.
Exactly.
So it's good. Wow. They have a very good early childhood program there, don't they?
Yeah, it's one of the best in the area.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So I haven't decided yet if I'm going to stay at the lake or if I'm going to go away to college, because it's really cheap at the lake and they have a really good program.
Yeah, you save money.
But then it's also like, oh, I'm missing out on that college experience. Like,
yeah. And that's just like different for everyone. Because some people do want more of that college experience. Some people, I guess, are kind of more like, meh, you know.
And I can't decide what I feel about it yet. Because it's also like, on one note, if I stay here, I can keep working for the family I'm aiming for. Which, I love those kids, so.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to be able to keep working for them. I'd be close to home, I'd be near my boyfriend, and I'd have, which I know is not a deciding factor, but it's just like, these are like things that I like thinking about.
Yeah. I'm so glad I moved to, but like, it's not easy though. I will put that out there. It is not easy. It gets easier.
But then I'm always like, well, I also want to get out of St. Henry. So then it's like, iffy, either way.
You know what? You don't need to know that right now. You have like, what you need to have figured out right now. You have that.
Yeah.
And you can still, you know, make that decision.
That's right.
It's true.
Thank you.
Did you not think that?
I just... Me has a mental crisis on the podcast.
Just a reminder. Just a little reminder. It's always time to change your mind.
I changed my mind about 7 or 8 times senior year, so...
Yeah, exactly. It'd be like that.
I'd be fine, though. I also didn't even think I was going to go to the lake. That wasn't even an option until... All of a sudden, I'm like, huh, maybe I should just go to the lake. I was like, I am not going to the lake. My dad's like, why don't you go to the lake? My mom's like, why don't you look at the lake? I am not going to the lake. And then I was like, seeing the colleges and the big bills, and I'm like, oh, maybe I am.
Maybe
going
I'll
to
go
the
to the lake.
Lake.
That's funny. Wow. I mean, you are saving a lot more money than me.
My tuition bill for this month for the semester was only $2,000. And I'm going to be getting that back in scholarships. Like, they haven't written the checks out to me. So this freshman year is, like, completely paid for already through my scholarships.
Well, then, I'm going to be poor for a while, but I accepted that years ago. So
I'm hoping to, like, if I go to Wright State all 4 years, I will graduate debt-free, no question.
Yes.
Which is, like,
wow. Which is, like,
Wow.
So, anyways, that is our life. Oh, you want me to talk about my coffee?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm also not drinking coffee again. I'm sorry.
It is all good. This is another coffee from the same, whatever it's called.
Busy Dips
Bakery and Coffee Shop. It literally says it right there. This is so random. I decided to get a strawberry shortcake latte, and I've never gotten like a... What?
It's an off-season latte.
Oh, yeah. And, like, I've never gotten this before. Or, like, I mean, gotten, like, anything with, like, more of a, like, fruit. Because, like, sometimes you see stuff with, like, raspberry and stuff, and I've never done it. And so, like, this isn't raspberry. But, like, strawberry shortcake is very different.
Is it good?
I honestly, it's, like, better than I expected.
I mean, that's good.
The strawberry shortcake taste, it comes way more, like, after you, like, take a drink. Like, it's kind of more of, like, an aftertaste. But that's kind of a good thing because it's not so strong, like, it's overbearing. So, at first, it just tastes like normal coffee. And then at the end, there's just, like, a little bit of hint of, like, strawberry shortcake flavoring. So, like, I actually like it. It's not something I would get, like, all the time. But I think it's something I would definitely get again. So, I was kind of surprised by this. I'm pleasantly surprised.
That's good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Because we're trying to get out of our comfort zone. I say as I don't drink coffee today or
That's
yesterday.
Okay. Health comes first.
I'm bettering myself. I had 64 ounces of water done before 4 o'clock today. I was very proud
Holy
of myself.
I mean, salami.
We were supposed to... Salami?
Salami.
Oh, salami.
Yeah, oops. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay, this is really random, but I just thought of something that has really irritated me recently, and I feel
salami.
Like I need to share. Not salami. Okay, so you know I got a new phone, right? I got a new phone.
What? No, I didn't know that.
It's the 12 Pro. Because, and here's the thing. My other one was cracked really bad, like, in the corner. And the other part was fine, but the corner, it, like, you couldn't read anything at the bottom of it. So, like, if I was driving somewhere, like, I couldn't see what my ETA was. And, like, all that stuff, I couldn't see it. And I was like, this is annoying. And I had gotten a buttload of money for graduation, and I knew I wasn't going to be paying for college this year, so I was like, you know what, I'm going to splurge and buy a new phone, and then it'll last me for a while, because it's the 12 Pro, so, like, it's...
Is that the most current?
It's like, the most up-to-date current one, yes.
Okay, cool.
So I'm like, okay, this will be good. And then Apple, being Apple, they do trade-ins, but then, like, they don't do trade-ins if there's anything wrong with it, so, like, there was a crack on my screen, and so they wouldn't trade it in. They're like, we'll recycle it for free! I'm like, no.
We're psyched. Okay.
So I went to eBay to try to sell it. Amazing. I sell it on eBay. The bid gets up to $315. It sells. I get in contact with the person who bought it. Person goes, sorry, I actually don't have the funds anymore. I can't buy this. And I go, so I'm like, okay, it's fine. Just breathe. Sell it again. So I put it back up for sale. I just sold it again yesterday. The person texts me who won it. It was like, I sold it for like $230. So like a big difference from what it was before, which made me really mad, but we're not going to talk about that, but it's whatever. Yeah. I'm like, I would have been getting $0 if I've done it for Apple. I just need to take my losses and be fine with it. And this person messages me and goes, in really broken English, pretty much says, I just now see your phone old. Please take away shipping fees and taxes. And I'm like, no. Like, you knew what the price was when you bid on it.
Yeah.
I'm not taking anything away. And then he goes, okay, I'm no longer buying it. And I was like, yeah!
Like, seriously?
So I have sold my phone twice. Because it's a X, mine was an XS Max. So it's still one of Apple's newer phones.
Yeah.
So but, I'm literally about to scream. I've sold it twice. And both of them have fallen through. So I'm going to put it for sale a third time.
See how it goes?
Yeah. I'm just going to keep putting it for sale until somebody buys it and actually pays
me. Keeps doing this over and over again.
Because I'm not, I mean, it's not really, it's just sitting there right now, and I didn't want to recycle it if I could have gotten any money for it, but I'm just very frustrated.
Yeah, that is frustrating. I still have an 8 Plus. It works, though,
so. Do you want to buy my XS Max?
Not really.
Okay.
I'll probably wait till the last second to, like, until I'm really poor girl, though. I don't have money, because, like, my next phone I have to pay for myself, and I don't want to do that, so I'm going to hold on to this baby as long as possible.
You could buy mine for, like, $200.
I know, it's really not that
much. And $50.
I know. Perhaps I'll consider it.
Perhaps you'll consider it.
Maybe.
Amazing.
Okay. Do you want to get started?
Yeah, we probably should.
Okay, so we have theater horror stories today, and this came from Facebook theater group chats, and a lot of people, they like, some people are just so great. They respond and, like, give in-depth stories, and I love it. So, do you want to begin,
Rocha? I can.
Okay.
All right. This is from, did you ask if we can say names?
I did not.
So do we not say names? Or do we just say the first name because nobody's going to figure it out by a first name?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's okay.
If you're listening and we say your first name and you didn't want your first name, just pretend it's not your first name. Okay. This first one is from David. He says, a stage manager was paralyzed in 2012 due to a 3-meter, 10-foot drop directly onto the stage below. She was looking for the light switch to turn on the house lights and climbed up the spiral staircase and fell through an unmarked and unlocked on the stage below 10 feet. I'm not sure what that means, but in other words, she was climbing a staircase and she fell off. She now has to use a wheelchair, and the theater admitted there were health and safety breaches, and the theater was fined, €220,000?
Right? 20,000 euros.
It's what I say.
I don't, 220.
Sorry, 20,000 euros. Yeah. I don't know how much that is, but it ended up being $3.7 million. Euro was agreed on. That's a big difference.
Wait a minute.
So I'm a little confused.
Okay, so basically she looked at the light switch. She's looking for the light switch and she fell because there was something unmarked. And so now, because of her fall, she needs to use a wheelchair, and the theater has admitted that there were health and safety breaches the whole time.
I understand that part. I was just a little confused how the price
jumped. No, I had to read it. I had to read it myself to understand.
Okay, I thought you were like, Rachel, you didn't read it right.
You're not very smart. No.
You didn't read it right. Sorry.
And fine. The theater was fined $20,000. Yeah, I don't know how it got to 3.7 million, or not dollars, but euros, but okay. But still,
That's okay. That is a horror story. I don't know if I would ever step foot in a theater, in that theater again if I watched somebody get paralyzed.
I would not. That's really sad, though. I never really thought about, like, the precautions and stuff that they have to take. Poor person. Like, that's just... I'd cry. Anyways, hopefully she could sue somebody. I mean,
she did sue somebody, and she probably did cry, so good job on that.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's all good. Okay, so, did you see you said their name?
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Lindsay. Also, I should tell you guys, we have never read these. Like, oh, yeah. I literally copied and pasted them straight from Facebook. So, if some of them are, like, the English is, like, what... We'll go back and, like, read it and figure out what they're saying.
We are reading it straight from the paper as we're doing this because we wanted you guys to see our genuine reactions.
Exactly. Okay, Lindsay. After our Tech Week rehearsal, our light guy locked up the booth and left and everything, and then while we were sitting there and talking, the spotlights turned on by themselves, which are operated by the light board, which was locked up and turned off. It was completely dark, too.
It's a ghost.
They have a ghost, 100%. You don't even need to try to convince me anymore.
Isn't that a thing, like, all theater places are haunted?
And, like, honestly, you can hear a lot of stories about, like, Broadway theaters being haunted. Mm-hmm. Like, and they're, like, I mean, there's one in Fort Recovery, like, the town right next to us. She's had paranormal experiences.
I have had my own paranormal experiences.
So you believe in ghosts 100%?
Mm-hmm. I always have, but that really sealed the deal for me. Like, I heard a music box playing.
I never got any experiences.
There was something else, too, but I can't... I heard singing.
Yeah, you heard singing.
I heard opera singing.
Doesn't the ghost really like you?
Yeah, because she thinks I was playing... We think her. Like... Okay, so the opera house, it's, they were doing, like, opera house tours, and I dressed up and sang as... pretty much like the ghost, because it was her theater. Her father built the theater for her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like dressing up and singing as her ghost. And
imagine.
I would pop out during the tour. It was a surprise. Nobody knew I was coming. Then all of a sudden, like, Karen, who's our voice teacher, would be explaining something and I would just start singing. And then I would pop out and like put on a show. And it was really fun. But being backstage before the tour started, I was up there all by myself. And the first time I heard singing coming from the dressing room, which was like right underneath me. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a staircase and a dressing room, and, like, you couldn't go down the stairs. It was creak, and you can see everything in there, so I know there was nobody in there. And I heard opera singing coming from it. And I was like, huh? And then the next time, I heard a music box playing, and there are no music boxes up there, and I was completely by myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah!
Like, interesting.
But I guess she apparently only comes out for people that she likes.
Okay.
And Karen's son is a ghost hunter.
Yeah.
Which I can't remember if we've talked about this in a past episode or not, but he did a paranormal inspection of the theater, and, like, it was off the charts, and she was communicating with him directly. Like, it was, like, a flashlight thing, and it was, like, the flashlight was, like, turning on and off, like, turn on twice for yes, once for no, and it was doing it, like...
Oh.
So, crazy... Oh, I just flung a pen. So, crazy, but I've had paranormal experience, and me and... the ghost, because I'm playing her now. We're best friends.
And the main point is all theaters are haunted, or most of them.
Correct.
Okay, moving on. Let's see how...
Which, by the way, Lindsay, maybe it's a nice ghost. We didn't really go back to that. Maybe it's a nice ghost. You never know. Okay. Next up is Michael. Michael says, I was the male lead in a community theater straight play, and the female lead never really learned her lines. During tech week, I really figured out that we were in big trouble, so I hurriedly memorized all of her lines as well, which was, as one can imagine, a lot of work. I then spent the next 3 weekends saving every third line by reworking my own lines on the fly to accommodate whatever new line that she just dropped. Also trying to figure out ways to make the plot make sense and drag us back when she decided to skip ahead to the next scene with no warning. It was... very interesting.
My anxiety.
I was like, I'm reading this going, Aaron's like,
no, 100%, because I am such a person that sticks to the book, and I know that's not always a good thing, but this would actually destroy me.
It's very clearly that Michael is, it's very clear that Michael is talented, because that takes a lot of skill to be able to do that.
The improv, wow. Good for you, man. I could not. Okay. Next up is Keevney. And so this is kind of a little bit of a long one. So, in 2019, I was in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the musical, and it was tech and dress day. Everything just seemed to go wrong in one song during the tech run and the dress run. So during the tech run, the song was almost over and we hear a bang. The music stops and the lights turn on. All the cast on stage don't know what to do. We sat there for 5 minutes on stage before someone told us to head backstage. We were backstage for half an hour and everyone was talking about what they heard from others from the bang. Turns out someone misstepped on the rake and fell, and that's why we heard a bang. During the dress run, okay, it says Aslan. That's probably like whoever played Aslan in the musical, I guess.
I'm gonna assume that's not right if you keep reading on.
I don't know. Is that there? I don't know the characters in that musical, but anyways. Aslan's leg fell off, so we had to go backstage while they tried to fix Aslan's leg.
I mean, I'm going to hope that's not a real person whose leg
is
just
that,
fell
isn't
off.
Isn't that the lion or something?
Oh, I think it is.
So maybe he had a costume where he had the legs and they like fell
that
off.
Would make, you know what? I think that is the lion. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
And this was all in one day. Also on closing night, we had a prop cat and exploded on stage. His performance was filmed and they wouldn't even be able to take it out of the DVD because it just wouldn't look right if there wasn't a cat there. And during the same performance, my friend fell off the stage, and during the fight scene, the girl playing Mogrim accidentally kicked the boy playing Edmund. Pretty sure someone might have said that word. The M word. We've talked about the M word, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
The M word. Let's be very clear that she did not say N word.
Oh, I'm so sorry, y'all.
That's kind of what it sounded like.
I'm so sorry. The M. It's the theater word. I promise. Oh, my gosh.
So I kind of looked at you. My wheels were turning. I was like, I'm pretty sure.
Also, I didn't write this.
M word.
Oh, God.
Have we talked about the M word on here? On this podcast?
Yeah. Macbeth. We're not on it. Yeah, I think so. How you can't say it because it's like bad luck and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, okay. Okay, next one is from Annika. She says, this is not a horror story. Come on, Annika. We're asking for horror stories. Whatever. She said, it's not a horror story, but it's funny. Freshman year in high school, she sat excitedly at her first read-through. She only had one line to say, and it was, I want my money back. Instead, she said, monkey.
Oh, instead of money.
It was an icebreaker for sure. So she was like, I want my monkey back.
Can you imagine that's your one line?
You're your like, one line and you mess it up.
You're like, do I ever perform again or do I just accept my defeat? Okay. Next up we have, this one seems long again, Emma. As Peter Pan, my line was, every time a child says, I don't believe in fairies, a fairy somewhere drops down dead. What I actually said was, every time a child says, I don't believe in fairies, a child somewhere drops down dead. Wait. I don't get it. Didn't she just say that?
No, the line was, every time a child says, I don't believe in fairies, a fairy drops dead. Oh. But she said, every time a child says they don't believe in fairies,
a child
drops
oh
dead.
Oh, God. I was like, did she just say that? Okay, oh, my gosh. Oops. And but like she said that, I guess the Wendy got her out of that somehow, kind of improv to get over
it. I don't think the child dies.
No, that is not correct. And then in another show, I was to give birth to triplets behind a screen.
Oh.
Well, we thought it would be a comical effect to play a sort of pass the parcel with the babies, throwing them to a few nurses, then off to stage someone. The person off stage dropped the last one every night. Not on purpose. What? It's always with children with her.
First, she was saying that every time a child says they don't believe in fairies, they're going to drop dead. Like, if you say you don't believe in a fairy, you're going to die. Sorry. And then it's like, okay, now we're going to throw you on your head. Maybe that baby said they didn't believe in fairies.
Maybe.
Perhaps. In its mind, it said, I don't believe in fairies.
It's funny, though.
First thought out of the womb.
First thought. I don't believe in wow, okay, yes, I'm sure, out of the womb. Why do you talk like that? Anyways.
Okay. Next one is by Ellie. So she says, so not saying my theater class caused COVID, but right before COVID hit, someone said the M word in the theater, and then the next day we were let out of school.
Interesting. I think it was the word.
I think it was the M word, and I'm sorry, Ellie, but your theater class caused COVID.
It caused COVID, just saying. It was definitely nothing else.
It was nothing. It was just your theater class.
It was your theater class. It's ironic, though.
It was quite ironic.
Okay, next up, we have Jonathan. I was working on the musical, The Secret Garden, and one of the young actresses had been out partying the night before and was sick in the onstage fountain mid-show. Oh, like, getting sick. Oh, hungover. Hungover on stage. I would never.
Don't think. Oh, wait, yes, that is hungover on stage. Okay, I misunderstood. Yeah. I was, like, thinking it was just sick.
No, because they were partying the night before, so.
I mean, yeah. Maybe not the best choices. It says it was one of the.
Stop here.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, okay.
I think it was one of the, and it was one of the younger actors, so.
Yeah.
Don't drink and perform, kids.
Yeah. A young actress.
Last one for today in our theater horror stories. We have to do part one and part two because we have too many. Thank you for submitting them.
Yes. A lot.
Anyway, this is from Michaela. She says, this was the year before I came to high school, but when they did Annie, a chandelier fell and almost caught on fire. Rituals are important, kids.
And then someone else commented, if you were doing Phantom of the Opera, that could have totally worked. Which is actually true, because that happens in Phantom of the Opera, but I did find that kind of funny.
I just, ooh.
That's almost caught on fire, that, theater house burned down.
I wonder if this was during an actual performance or during a practice. They didn't say.
Oh, yeah, they didn't say. Awful. I mean, it'd be better if, I would just, I don't know.
It's just some dramatic flair for...
Some dramatic flair. Of course, of course.
Duh. What else do you need a chandelier falling and almost catching on fire for?
Yeah, that's what chandeliers are always used for in movies and stuff.
And Phantom.
Know? And Phantom.
And always Phantom.
They always just be falling. Well, okay, sorry. We kind of were, like, low-key rushing this episode. But, like, not high-key, but low-key because...
I don't even...
I'm going to the fair right now. I have to go to the... I'm getting picked up in, like, a minute.
I feel like we didn't really rush it, but yes, the ending is going to be rushed because she has to dip on me.
Yeah. You just got pan on me. No, like, literally, Sarah is going to be here, like, any second.
Sarah?
M. Sarah, yeah.
I don't get invited anywhere.
Oh, my God. You're so dumb. But
I'm
also,
kidding.
Just
I'm
so
being
know,
dramatic.
My coffee is good, but I'm probably not going to finish it because I'm leaving soon.
Bye.
If I take it with me, then I'm going to...
I'm going to the fair tomorrow with Cody, and we are going to do the $12 unlimited rides and ride all of the rides.
You're a child, but I support you in that
Thank
decision.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm going back to elementary school. Let me be a child.
Yeah, it's true. You're like, I'm just embracing
I really have
future.
To get into my inner child.
But
okay, but we will wrap
anyways,
this up so she can leave.
Sorry. But we are going to be back with these stories and...
A different time.
A different time. So it's all good.
All right. Okay. See you next week. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.